Could we have a slide one, please, Andrew? So this morning, could we number one? The number one, the covenant. So this morning we are coming to do something, because in this service, it is about being each one of us being an active participant. There are times where we go to gatherings and afterwards you hear somebody say, oh, what did they say? What was it about? You know, as if someone was just like, you know, there, but with no responsibility at all in any way. But in this service, I just want to persuade you that it is about you, you and me. The covenant service. So I'm raising before us this morning the theme, stay connected, because in the covenant, what God is looking from each one of us, what God is after from each one of us, is about us coming to him. But you know, the good thing is, as we are coming to him, but you know, God also does something, he's also coming to us. So that's the one thing that I like about God. Because God will not just, you know, look at you and just watch you. So as you are coming, but God is also coming to meet us halfway, if not somewhere, so that we connect. So in covenant, my friends, is about our loving God, our caring God, who is saying to you, come on, let us connect. I'm trying to simplify covenant. The term covenant, you know, is really a big word. But I'm trying to put in a very simple term that simply God is saying, you come on, guys. Let us connect. Let us be one. So that is the simple agreement. That's the covenant. So we want to look at the background of the covenant on slide 3, Andrew, please. So on slide 3, a covenant between God and Israel was made in the Old Testament. So this is not anything new that we are doing. It's not anything unique that we are doing. But this has been done in Exodus 19. There was such an agreement, a covenant between God and his people. In this covenant, I'll just read. This is God. Now, if you obey me fully and keep my covenant, then out of all nations, you will be my treasured possession. Although the whole earth is mine, you will be for me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words you are to speak to the Israelites. So this is God instructing Moses. So Moses went back and summoned the elders of the people and said before them all the words the Lord had commanded him to speak. Verse number 8. The people all responded together. Would you like to read with me? We will do everything the Lord has said. So Moses brought their answer back to the Lord. So in this covenant, God is simply saying to the people of Israel, look here, I have been God to you. In the wilderness, in the desert, I have cared for you. I have provided for you. I have protected you. Come on. I still want to do something more for you. I want to bless you. But that's why he says, you will be my treasured possession. Look at this. So God wants to continue to do something great in these people's lives. To continue to bless them. To continue to care for them. To continue to protect them. But there is a condition. The condition is not a big deal at all. God is simply saying, just stay connected. Connected to me, and you'll see I'll make you a great nation. So in this, really, is there anything very difficult? Because for the Israel, they knew God. The stories, you know, of crossing the Red Sea. They knew that even those that did not witness or experience that, but they had heard such great stories about a great God who had delivered them. So now he is saying, I will continue to do more things for you. But here is the thing. Just stay connected. It is not very common. It is not maybe part of your tradition, but just say to somebody, just stay connected. God is not asking for anything big. God is not. You see, in the hymn that we sang, 566, you know, he's talking about my silver, my gold, this and that. In this one, it's simple. No, just stay connected. Just be where I am. And things are going to be all right. So in the covenant, for me, as I came, this one I'm saying, what a fair God. What a wonderful God. This morning I woke up saying to myself, I want to go and pledge my willingness to be his child and declare him to be my father. That is a simple thing. I want to remove all these, you know, strong terms like Lord, like Master, like King. I'm saying God is my father. I am his child. That's it. So that's the covenant. That's the deal for me. God is my father. I am his child. So that is the covenant in the Old Testament between God and Israel. So being connected here meant that the people of Israel had to obey God's laws. They had to walk in God's ways. As long as they obey his laws, as long as they walk in his ways, they would remain connected. And there are three things that I want to share with you this morning on the benefits of being connected. So if you are connected to God, it is for your benefit. That's why I said this morning, it's more personal. It's about you. Because it is your choice. It is your decision. It is you who's going to do something about this. I want to connect to connect to God because of this benefit. The benefit that I look, number one, is security. The benefits of staying connected. In the New Testament, the covenant that we're going to talk about more this morning is the covenant in the New Testament. Because we connect to God through Jesus Christ. That covenant was okay in the Old Testament, but our covenant as the New Testament church is we connect to God through Jesus Christ. Let's look at slide number four, please, Andrew. So slide number four shows us of that image of the vine. Jesus is saying, I am the true vine, and you are the branches. In the picture, you see clearly that the branches are attached to the tree, to the vine itself. All the branches are connected to the vine. It is about abiding in Christ, as he's saying. Abide in me, and I will abide in you. Security. So if we abide in him, today as we realize, as we all agree, life today is very challenging. Somebody says, I'm even scared to go out there. I don't know what is outside there. You know, we live in challenging times. Very insecure times. But all this, Jesus is saying, but if you abide in me, if you remain in me, as those branches are attached to the vine, as they are attached to the tree itself. So, in other words, Christ is saying, there's nothing for you to fear. There's nothing for you to fear. Like God, my Father, protected the Israelites from harm, from attacks from their enemies. Christ, in a similar way, is saying, I will protect you. There is nothing much for you to do. Yours is simply to connect to me. Yours is simply to remain in me. Yours is simply to dwell, to live in me. So as long as you are in me and with me, Christ is saying, you have nothing else to worry about. Christ is saying, I'll take care of everything else. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. The Lord is, I shall not want. He leads me. You know, there's a sense of, you know, that security, the protection. I hear it. I can hear it in this wonderful presentation of the vine. I am the vine. You are the branches. So if you live in me, if you abide in me, whatever challenges out there, whatever insecurity out there, whatever threats out there, as long as we are in Christ, we rest in him, resting in the vine and secure in him. So for me, I'm saying, as long as I'm in Christ and Christ in me, I shall not fear anything. I am secured. So in the covenant, Christ is saying, connect, just connect. And if you connect, things are going to be okay with you. You have got your security. But today, if we think of security, we are thinking of okay security. I've seen the alarms everywhere in the buildings. They, you know, these alarms, you know, some would even hire guards to be watching around, to be, you know, looking after things. And that's security. But I'm talking of the other sense of security, you know, secure, to be secure. Spiritual, your life, besides your guards, besides your alarms, but you still need that sense of secure. That, Lord, for me, even if everything comes to an end, I know it is well with you. So, being connected to Christ. Today, if you are going to decide to commit your life, to rededicate your life, to agree to abide with him, in the covenant, you have got your security, resting in the vine and secure in him. Let's look at slide number 5. So now the trouble is this now. What the people of Israel did, they like ignored, they forgot about everything that God had done for them. They forgot, maybe deliberately ignored. After all, it was Moses who gave us that manna. What God are you talking about? After all, it was Moses who gave us, you know, the quails. After all, you see, they removed the focus and the credit from God, and they placed it in Moses. That's the blunder they made. Sometimes we do things in our own way. Sometimes we believe in ourselves. Sometimes we trust in our own ways, and we forget about God. And that is the danger, being disconnected. And if the branch is disconnected, what do you see, friends? I'm trying to present an image of a branch that is detached. Well, then what are your comments? What do you see there? It withers. What do you see?
It dries up.
So Christ is saying, apart from me, you can do nothing. Outside me, you can do nothing. Your own efforts, your own attempts, your own initiatives, outside me, apart from me, you can do nothing. But we have great men and women who are very intelligent, who are very knowledgeable, they've got wisdom. They think they can do everything on their own. They think they can do everything in their own power, in their own strength, in their own minds. But Jesus is saying, outside me, you can do. So that's what Israel, that's the mistake Israel did, the people of Israel. They thought they had nothing more to do. They had no more business to do with God. Because God had taken them out of Egypt. So they had no more business with him. Friend, let me tell you this one, that never, you can never get to any time that you think you'll get finished with God. Do you hear me, friends? If you think there's any time that you think you've finished with God, that you no longer need him in your life, you don't want to get there. You don't want to get there. Jesus is saying, outside me, apart from me, you can do nothing. So Israel, They forgot about the God who had delivered. They forgot about the God, the sovereign God, the mighty God who helped them cross the Red Sea, who fed them, who protected, who provided for. They forgot, and they are now like a detached branch. So when we read 2 Kings chapter 23, King Josiah, I want us to connect where King Josiah is coming in. King Josiah is now calling the people of Judah to say, look guys, look what we have become. Look at this, what we have become. Look who we are now. We are worthless. We are helpless. So King Josiah is realizing, is acknowledging that outside God we can do nothing. So he is calling the people of Judah to say, come, everybody come. Let us rededicate ourselves. Let us renew that covenant. Let us renew that covenant. That is the message from Peter. First Peter that we read. We are all called to a holy living. God is calling us to a holy living. Why? Because we are God's people. So King Josiah is very practical. He is an active participant, summoning the people of God to renew the covenant. He is saying, let us get reconnected to our Lord. Number 6 slide, please. So number 1, we saw that there is security to abide in Christ. In the covenant, we are secured. Number 2, in the covenant, we have strength. As long as we agree to do business with God, if you want. As long as we agree to do things with God, we have strength. That picture there, the image there, is plug into God. Christ is the source of our strength. Christ is the source of our strength. Strength for what? I earlier mentioned that sometimes we live through very rough times. Sometimes we live through very rough times. We live and we experience pain in our lives. Physical pain. Now sometimes you have that pain. You have that sadness in life, which you cannot explain to anyone. That is the time that you need strength. Maybe I'm talking to somebody who has gone through pain. Physical pain, spiritual pain, emotional pain. Sometimes where you cannot explain to, no one can understand what you are talking about. Somebody said to me, Pastor, do you really understand how I feel? At some point, sometimes you know, we assume, we take things for granted. Do you really understand? Do you really know how I feel? What I'm going through? You know, that is the time, that is the moment we need strength. And where is our strength? Psalm 46 says, God is our refuge. God is our refuge. A present help. God is present help in times of trouble. That's my understanding of God. So if we are in God, if we abide in Him, if we connect with Him, if we agree to do things with Him, He is our source of strength. When it is aching, when it is hurting, we need that strength. Abide in me, and I will abide in you. Christ is the source of our strength. Sickness, family trouble, problems at work, problems with your education, whatever it is, you know, you need that strength to cope and to endure. Yes, I believe in prayer. Somebody say, I've been praying and praying and praying about these things, but they will never come to me. I continue in the pain. Sometimes you pray and pray and pray, but you remain in the pain. So what you need is the strength to cope. Sometimes we need the strength to endure. Somebody said, oh, if you pray, you'll get over it. If you fast, you'll get over it. In some places, you hear, if you tithe, you'll get all of it. I tell you, some people were very disappointed because nothing. They never got to come out of their problems. I want us to be practical here. I want us to be very realistic. Some of these problems, we will live with them. But what we need is, what I'm talking about is, we need the strength to cope, the strength to endure. And the source of our strength is plugging into God. Finally, number three, your benefit of coming into this agreement this morning, this covenant, connecting to God, is satisfaction. Slide number seven, Andrew. So, satisfaction. We all pursue satisfaction. Some people have been places here and there in pursuit of satisfaction, but they have not yet attained satisfaction. You know, satisfaction, you know, is that moment, is that time of glory, you know, fruitfulness, flourishing. And this is the picture that, you know, Jesus gives to his disciples. He says, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. Bearing much fruit. So that you bear much fruit. So flourishing is about bearing fruit. Can we agree to that? According to this image, bearing fruit. And I want to ask you this question. So who enjoys the fruit there? Who enjoys or who benefits the fruit? We. Is it the tree?
No.
I want you to get this right. Is it the tree that benefits the fruit? No. So sometimes that's what we think. Or if I do everything right, then I'll have the fruit and I'll enjoy the fruit. Sometimes it is not you to enjoy the fruit. You work so hard, you do things very well, but sometimes it is others to enjoy. Do you see the principle here? The principle, sometimes that's what we think. It's about me. It's about me enjoying. God will help you. God will make you do things, will make you flourish for the benefit of others. But many times we have thought, it's me too. How can that tree eat its own fruit? How can that happen? Then I'll say, oh, this is the, I don't know, the craziest thing. To see that tree, you know, consuming the fruit itself, no. So, friends, this is the benefit. Abide in me so that you will be fruitful. You will flourish. But by flourishing, the principle and the concept is about being there for others. To flourish. That is God's purpose about you. God really wants to see you flourish. God wants to see you, especially this year, doing maybe things better, not the same way you did last time. Not that you are perfect, not that you are righteous, because there's no one who is close to that. But you know, God wants us to see at least doing things better than the last time, as long as we remain connected. May God help us as we reflect on choosing what to do. Let's choose to remain in him, to connect in him as we pledge that he is our Father and we are children. Amen.